My favorite dessert is cake. Cake's a true symbol of gluttony, though. If you eat a whole pizza, people are like, wow, you were hungry. But if you eat a whole cake, people are like, you got a problem. Addicted to cake. It's not like drinking. You never hear someone brag, yeah, last night I had 4 pieces of cake. Why are you telling us? Just want you to know I partied. Why don't you get away from me? Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity Webworks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino. Fun.
Want to take a ride?
Revealing.
Is this real or is this just a ride?
Enlightening.
What I don't know, I can learn. What I do know, nobody can teach.
And notably magical.
Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars.
And delightful.
They're magically delicious.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
To your first day of June 2015. It's a Monday morning edition. Strategist Radio, welcome back from the weekend. God, did I miss you. You know, Albert Schweitzer once said, do something wonderful, people may imitate it. That's right. Charles Atlas said, step by step, and the thing is done. And George C. Marshall once said, don't fight the problem, decide it. How about on perseverance? That's right, Walter Elliott once said, perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after another. Today on the program, here's where we go because you asked for it. Your emails to support at tjmarino.com dictate what I talk about Monday through Friday from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, live from the West Coast, the Reed Opera House. Today we talk about entrepreneur strategy, how to learn anything better, faster, cheaper. We'll also talk about the incredible power of believing in yourself. You think you know what that means? Let's find out. Also, we'll check in with our friends over at Entrepreneur and talk about what it means to be an entrepreneur and how you only need these three things to be the entrepreneurial influencer. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live here Monday. Well, let's get to it. I had a wonderful, fabulous weekend. Went out and took the Harley out. The weather was absolutely pristine here on the West Coast. Just tipping about 80 degrees, little bit of sunshine, little bit of overcast, perfect riding weather. And I barbecued, and you were on my mind. I love you. That's right.
I love you.
That's yeah. Great.
When I'm sitting down after we figure out in production what we're going to talk about in the upcoming week, I sit back and I think, okay, I got to write this blurb. I've got to think about how you think, how you feel, your problems, your goals, your needs. And so I sit back and I think to myself, okay, and I think of you as one unique individual. And I kind of just go into this zone. And it just spills out. It's almost like writing a song. When I sit back in my studio and I work on a piece, it either comes out all at once or I just shut off the the system, and I go home and try it again the next day. But it's got to flow. It's got to be in that zone. Incredible power. Believing in what it is you do with the amazing talents that you have that are distinctly you. Matt Mayberry checks in. He's a contributor, speaker, and maximum performance strategist and CEO of Matt Mayberry Enterprises. And he talks about the incredible power of believing in yourself. Compliments of our friends over at Entrepreneur. And Matt says to live a life of high achievement, you must fully believe in yourself and your ability. He says, find me an extremely successful person who doesn't greatly believe in themselves, and it's just not going to happen. I mean, look at Steve Jobs, Martin Luther King Jr., Michael Jordan, Elon Musk, Mark Cuban. These are just a few highly successful individuals who benefited greatly from this confidence. It doesn't mean that they're perfect. It doesn't mean that they're always on their game. It doesn't mean that they're even always happy. But they believe in their core competencies. It's not their levels of success either that really we want to focus on today. It's their willingness to get up again and again when they failed. And believe me, if you read the stories of these men and the successful women out there, the failures are immense. Their experiences and setbacks while in pursuit of creating the life of their dreams. And this isn't just for a select few. This is for all of us. So, some tips here, some things that they do so that you can really start to embrace that incredible power of believing in yourself. Not cocky and arrogant, but believing in your core competencies. You've worked hard, you've scuffed your knee, you've bumped your head, you've failed, and you just keep getting up, right? Well, keep getting up. You got to count your wins. Number one, count your wins. Literally, sheet of paper and write it out longhand. As human beings, we naturally have a tendency to get stuck on the negative and think about all our losses of the day, of our lives, instead of counting our wins and finding all the good that took place. I use my gratitude journal, literally, to capture all of my wins at the end of each day. If I don't, I go home and I ask myself, what have I accomplished? And why is it that we always tend to believe the negativity? We have trouble believing the positiveness within ourselves. So count your wins. This will bring you a complete sense of joy that will let you know that when you've done some incredible things in the past, that you're able to remind yourself that even bigger things await ahead. But losers let it happen. Winners make it happen, right? Timing and opportunity and talent. But it's all about the passion. You want to talk to yourself like a champion. Talk to yourself. What does that mean? You know, just as my friend and best-selling author John Gordon always says, talk to yourself more than you listen to yourself. Think about that. Talk to yourself more than you listen to yourself. I mean, just for a week, try it. Try talking to yourself like a champion, like a victor, instead of listening to yourself as a victim. Now, I can all but guarantee that you're going to be blown away with the results. I may seem kind of strange as you're talking to yourself, but give it a try. What do you got to lose in all of its weirdness? Thinking positive and empowering thoughts is one thing, but talking to yourself like a champion reconditions your thought process in an instant. When you form the habit of talking to yourself like a champion, you don't give the negative and discouraging thoughts the time of day. With power and conviction, you might want to repeat phrases such as, I'm the greatest at what I do. I'm a work in progress. There is nothing more that I can't do when I'm fully committed. There is nothing ordinary about me. I'm a champion. That doesn't mean that you're better than other people. It means that you are a champion within yourself. I'm a champion. You're a champion. I'm not a better champion than you, and you're not a better champion than me. Together, we're champions. We're a championship team. If you don't have a huge amount of belief in yourself, then there's really no way that you truly can expect anyone else to believe in you. Think about that. If you're an employee, you can't expect your boss to fully believe in you if you don't even believe in yourself. If you're an entrepreneur, you can't expect an investor to believe in your ideas if you don't believe in yourself. So the men and women that change the world all understand, and that's you and I, we must understand the incredible power of belief. This is all we have. 77 on average, birthdays, Christmases, and Easters. Let's get up, play another day, and let's believe in ourselves. These are the tents that we wear. If you don't like something about yourself, work to changing it. If you're fat, chubby, getting older, wrinkly, you can either go try to fix that, or you can embrace it, and you can be madly in love with it. I want to thank our friends over at Entrepreneur, particularly Matt Mayberry, for sending it along our way this morning. We all need that sense of encouragement each and every day.
Strategist Radio.
And it is always a pleasure to serve you. Thank you so much for being partners with me. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks for getting up each and every day or coming over and listening to the podcast. Because, you know, after we produce the show live Monday through Friday from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, all the details located on the hub at tjmoreno.com, we record the program and we turn it into a podcast shortly after each live airing. And we make it available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 13 years waiting for you. Please help yourself and share the information if you believe it'll be helpful to someone else. All right? I appreciate you and love you very much. We're going to talk about the entrepreneur strategy and how to learn anything better, faster, and cheaper. But first, let's check in again with our friends at Entrepreneur and ask ourselves, we've heard the term the entrepreneur. What does that really mean? I mean, my MBA is an MBA, Master of Business Administration, and I have a what they call your core or your concentration or your major, if you will. And my MBA's major was international entrepreneurship. What does that really mean? And do you even have to have a degree? Listen, if you have the drive, you have the vision, you have the creativity, and you're willing to take the risks, then you can or already have joined up with a community that is changing the world every single day. Brought to you by our friends at Entrepreneur. What it means to be an entrepreneur.
It is our nature to explore, to go places no one has ever dreamed, to redefine what is possible. It is our calling to create, to transform the world around us, to plant the seeds of change. It is our responsibility to disrupt, to laugh in the face of conformity, to create our own reality. It is our duty to lead, to show strength when others are weak, to trust ourselves when everyone doubts. We are the brave souls that are changing our culture, our economy, and redrawing the lines of the future. We are the entrepreneurs, and our greatest rewards have yet to come.
Strategist Radio.
How you doing? 6:14 Monday morning. Welcome to June 1st, 2015. Here's what's on tap for this week on Strategist Radio Live. Tomorrow, for Tuesday, we talk about leadership strategy. Did you know you can learn much just by popping into your local convenience store? Maybe it's the public library. Maybe it's your local pub. Tomorrow on the program, we'll talk leadership strategy, 10 leadership lessons learned at a pub. On Wednesday, entrepreneur strategy, how to hire interns. Ever done that before? to grow your business. Talk about how to do that. On Thursday, we'll talk about marketing strategy, how to write an irresistible email subject line. Why are people ignoring you? Let's get that to stop. Coming up this Thursday. And we'll round out this week on Strategist Radio Live with book marketing strategy and how to grow your online book business. All ahead on Strategist Radio Live, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time. Get all the details on the hub by simply visiting tjmarino.com. All there for you. According to our friends over at Entrepreneur, there are certain factors relative to having that entrepreneurial spirit, to being the entrepreneur. And according to Entrepreneur, this is interesting in this piece I'm going to share with you in a second here. What is it? What are these three things that they just, you only need these three things, if nothing else? What three things might you need to be the best entrepreneur that you can be? Our friends at Entrepreneur, share the insight.
You might be an entrepreneur if you meet these three conditions. Becoming a successful entrepreneur is not about having access to capital or area of study. It's about having the right skills, the right process, and the right heart. The right skills. Marketing innovation. As Michael Ellsberg wrote, the prerequisite to selling is listening. It's important to understand people and their needs, build networks and relationships, and create unique situations to pitch effectively. Managing risk. Entrepreneurs aren't risk takers as much as they're risk minimizers. One way to minimize risk is to bootstrap. Provide the resources for a startup with customer revenues. Test all your business model assumptions. The job of an entrepreneur is to find a business model that works before running out of money. Leading yourself and others. Entrepreneurs keep going when others stop trying. They overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles, and they transcend the status quo to bring change where it's sometimes unwarranted. Entrepreneurs quickly adapt and confidently try new things. The right process. Entrepreneurship is a discipline. Peter Drucker argued that entrepreneurship is a management discipline. It's a process that can be learned and applied. Discipline implies a process. The process begins with customer discovery, or understanding the problems from a consumer's perspective and testing whether your solution fits. Customer creation entails discovering how to entice the next wave of customers to move toward the sales channel. Then, and only then, should resources be spent to build a company to support the business model. That last step is called company creation. The right heart. Love of the game. It takes much trial and error to find a business model that works. If a business person doesn't love the process, he'll lose energy before running out of money. Commitment. So what determines if entrepreneurs keep going? Love, like skill, involves both nature and nurture. It entails affection, passion, and discipline. It requires both the heart and head. As is the case in a marriage, a commitment to putting others first is needed for getting through the tough times. Entrepreneurship is one of the ultimate team sports. Skills, process, and heart can be learned. They also flow from some natural endowments. Give yourself enough time to discover and develop the skills, process, and heart to become a successful entrepreneur.
Strategist Radio.
Good morning to some of our most amazing Inner Circle friends from all across the globe as we serve over 120 countries Monday through Friday with Strategist Radio Live. Good morning to Carolyn, Sarah, hello to Shannon, Charlotte, Marie, Sheila, Elizabeth, Tom, Stephanie, good morning, John, Denise, Diane, Alina, hello to Joe in Rome, Italy, Preston, how are you, sir? Bill, my dear friend. Dove, good morning to Sylvie and Becky. Hello to Rita and Patty. Charlotte and Grady. Sean and Dr. Caroline Savage and Dante. Good morning to Tina Willis. Den, good morning to Dartha. Hello to Nicole, Kilara, Aria, Mark, Patricia, Erica, Ed. Hello to David, Harry, Leanne, Julie, Tiffany, Pam, Frankie, Tracy. Good morning to you, Lisa, Karen, Dina, Sabrina, Kristen, Catherine, Kathy, Kathleen, Lynn. Good morning to Michael. Good morning to Jeff. Hello to Doug. Good morning to Mary. Our wonderful friends over at Create Space. Also our friends and brothers over at Rackspace. BMW USA, Amazon, Bezos on the Bunch there, Random House, Avon, the Mars Wrigley Company in Chicago, and our hardworking friends up in Kirkland, Washington at Costco. Good morning. If you'd like to be a member of the Inner Circle, it's absolutely free. All you have to do is go to the hub. It just sign up, takes you 10 seconds. I get to know you, you get to know me, we get to share each other. And that's how we develop these joint ventures, these strategic alliances, people within the framework of our own firm, strategy firm at Trinity. We've met them online. My friends have come from places like LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google+, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on Tumblr. Reach out. Don't just get out there and just ping, look at me, look at me, look at me. Get in there and say, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is what I believe that I bring to the table. You let me know that, I'll share it with the world. I promise you. But you got to tell me who you are. Like all of our amazing Inner Circle members. Help yourself on the hub to tjmarino.com. Love to see you there. You ask for it, we talk about it. Today on the program, Entrepreneur Strategy, how to learn anything better, faster, cheaper. As an entrepreneur, you know that the average duration to sustain a business is roughly what? About 3 years, right? That stated, what type of business strategy, planning, design, development, and activities should you implement to help ensure that your business endeavor remains alive and well, stands the test of time? Learning, considering, applying, measuring, and managing is a primary key toward your ultimate business success. Now, understanding that knowledge is power, how can you learn what you need to know better, faster, and cheaper? Let's get into this. First, don't try to recreate the wheel. Why not? Well, the common tendency we all have when learning something new is we make this feeble attempt to master it alone. And what happens is we end up underestimating the amount of time and effort that can be saved by getting help from someone who's already been there, done that. That's why many of you across the globe listen to this program. I've stumbled and stammered and banged my head, and I still do it every single day. Part of the reason why I do this is so that you don't have to go out and get an owie. Think back when you first learned how to speak up a new language. How about when you were a kid, if you can even remember that, or obtain a new skill? You probably had a steep learning curve initially. But after time of experimenting and making goofs, you could finally design a shortcut to help a friend avoid those same mistakes. So don't reinvent the wheel. Next, deconstruct your skill. Deconstruct your skill. And this, I call it reverse engineering, another way of putting it. Next step to hacking the learning curve is to deconstruct the skill you see into a mustard seed, into the basic fundamental components. You want to break down the parts. Think of yourself as a mad scientist and find the most important things to practice first. You can take a look at Pareto's principle if you're not familiar. Pareto's principle. Google it. P-A-R-E-T-O, apostrophe S, Pareto's principle, which describes a goal of generating 80% of results by putting in 20% of the effort. You've heard of that before. Well, maybe you had, now I'm reminding you. Maybe this is new. It turns out that this concept can apply to almost anything in life, including business. 80% of sales come from, what, 20% of customers. That's right. Employee efficiency, again, 80% of results come from 20% of the employees. Happiness, 80% of happiness comes from 20% of relationships. That means 80 out of 100 are going to flop. So don't get yourself all spun. If 100% of your relationships aren't happy, travel experiences, 80% of our travels may be summed up from 20% of our highlighted experiences. Embracing it this way and thinking about it this way only goes to show that very few things actually make a difference in any aspect of our life, including learning. So, therefore, our goal should be to separate the 20%, divide the wheat from the chaff, the 20% from our learning materials that will give us 80% of the results. Here's another one. Stop multitasking. Multitasking is a guilty pleasure we've all developed in the age of constant notifications and mobile applications and email and boom, 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 boom. Sound and sight pollution. From checking our emails every 10 minutes to scrolling through our Instagram feed. I'm back over here on Facebook. Now I'm over on Twitter. Think about your own computer. When you have 20 plus different tabs open in your browser, your computer begins to do what? Slow down. And it takes longer to process every action afterwards. Now, studies have shown that when an individual gets distracted, it takes an average of 25 minutes to return to the task at hand. That's the squirrel syndrome. You see a squirrel, you're over there, you're over here. What's more important to note is that a study by the University of California, Irvine, found that a worker applies himself or herself only 11 minutes before becoming distracted. So stop the multitasking. Also, repeat, repeat, repeat. This is the part where we struggle most. Over and over and over. The best performers in the world understand this secret to learning faster and become the best, yet rarely talk about its importance because of how unsexy it sounds. Expert-level performance is primarily the result of expert-level practice. So we practice. Learning requires frequency of the persistence in performing the same skill over and over again. And that's how we get good at it, until you can do it subconsciously without having to think about it. Think of Robert De Niro. Think of Al Pacino. They're actors. Susan Sarandon. They first have to learn the script. Once they learn the sides, then they're able to stand in front of the camera and improvise because they know their lines so well. Always make sure you get immediate feedback. It's better to fail fast. Remember to look at the long goal, so we always want to go long. Seth Godin once says, 5 reasons why you might fail to become the best in the world. You run out of time and you quit. You run out of money and you quit. You get scared and you quit. You're not serious about it and you quit. You lose interest and you quit. So go long. Think of it long haul. Model an expert who's already been there. Don't reinvent the wheel. Deconstruct the skills that deliver 80% of the results. Stop multitasking. Practice reps, reps, reps. Then seek that immediate feedback. And remember, give it time. Go long and don't quit. Stay with it. All right? Love you. Make it a great rest of your Monday. You are fabulous. Now listen, tomorrow on the program, 10 leadership lessons, believe it or not, you can learn at a pub or at the local grocery store or at the library or while you're mixing it up with other people. Consumer behavior, leadership strategy tomorrow on the program. God bless. Make it a great rest of your Monday. Thank you for being here, my friend. I love you. And please make it, look for those opportunities to go out and love somebody today. We'll see you on the flip side. Thanks for listening. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.